Good morning, everyone. My name is Dave, and welcome to Insights for Health, the radio show providing up-to-date information on various health topics. Our topic today is magnesium, the essential mineral, and joining us today is Linda Bolton. Linda is an author and philanthropist. She is the president and owner of Natural Calm Canada and is on the list of Canada's top 100 female entrepreneurs for 2014 and 2015. And all this was after previous careers in church ministry and nursing. Good morning, Linda. It's a pleasure to have
you
on Insights for Health.
It's a pleasure to be here.
In preparing for our conversation regarding magnesium, it seems as though it's everywhere in the body. And is there anything that it doesn't do?
Well, one thing that I've come to understand over the course of researching over the past 10 years is that magnesium is a catalytic mineral that activates 700 to 800 enzymatic processes in the body. So really, it's involved in every cell and every system and organ in our body, and it's absolutely essential for life, and yet our body doesn't produce it itself.
And what are those enzymatic processes?
Well, there's so many different things that one is activating ATP bundles in the cell, in the mitochondria of the cell, so that's what gives you energy. It activates the cells to be able to utilize the vitamins, minerals, and phytonutrients that you take in your food. It actually helps with digestion, the actual synthesis of carbohydrates, fats, and proteins, just so many different things. It's very, very essential for the whole cardiovascular system. It activates the production of hormones. There's just so many things magnesium does. And one of the most important things is it activates vitamin D and vitamin K to help your body properly assimilate calcium.
So it's pretty important for our overall health and well-being.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I look at it, it's not a part of the diet that we typically measure. Like, most of us will say, well, did I take my multi today? Did I take my protein? Did I have my vitamin C? But magnesium is probably something we should be measuring a little more closely.
Yes, it is. It's magnesium is actually found in unrefined nuts, grains, and seeds and leafy greens, but it's next to impossible to get enough in your food simply because a lot of people don't eat those things. And second of all, our soils are so depleted that you cannot get enough minerals in the soils that go into the plants for your body to obtain the magnesium that it requires on a daily basis.
So how did you come to discover the health benefits of magnesium?
Well, that's a really interesting question. I worked for the first 20 years of my career as a director of nursing, and doctors would actually give magnesium intravenously for people with heart attacks, stroke, high blood pressure, migraine, seizures. But I really didn't come to an understanding of how significant magnesium was as a preventative mineral until my sister, she discovered it about 11 years ago when it transformed her life for severe migraine headaches. She started getting migraines when she was 12, and by the time she was 46, she was averaging 3 to 4 migraines a week. And it has literally tried everything, every type of natural modality as well as every type of pharmaceutical. Nothing helped her, and she heard about the Natural Calm, which was only sold in the U.S. at that time, had a bottle shipped up, started taking it twice a day, and literally went from 3 to 4 migraines a week to 1 about every 5 weeks. And I watched my sister get better, and I thought, this has got to be a miracle. I could not believe the difference it made in her life. And then I was struggling myself with insomnia and muscle pain, actually misdiagnosed fibromyalgia, and also low bone density. And the first night I took it, I slept through the night. I could not believe it. It used to take me an hour to get to sleep. I'd wake up in the middle of the night and not be able to get back to sleep. And I slept right through the night. And within a week of taking the Natural Calm every day, I actually got rid of 70% of my muscle pain. And over the course of the last 10 years, my bones have improved dramatically by using magnesium on a daily basis. So I was so amazed, and I started to research and study. And I read a book called The Magnesium Miracle by a medical doctor named Dr. Carolyn Dean, who also is a naturopathic doctor. And in that book, she talked about the fact that it was a catalytic mineral and that it played such an important role in every system and every cell in your body.
It's fairly common knowledge that calcium and magnesium work together. I think if we were to ask most anybody, they'd say, well, yeah, you always hear about a calcium-magnesium combination, but you're saying like migraines, insomnia, fibromyalgia, it just, and the list I know keeps going on and on.
Yeah, it's interesting to note that calcium actually plays a role. Too much calcium will actually contribute to those health issues. And the reason for that is that calcium calcifies. It builds up in the body, And calcium requires magnesium to help it be properly absorbed. So if you don't have enough magnesium, you end up with this unhealthy imbalance. Dr. Dean says that 80% of people in North America are magnesium deficient and have an unhealthy imbalance of 10 calcium to 1 magnesium in our 70 trillion cells. And the reason for this is first of all, people eat a high calcium diet. So dairy contains 10 calcium to 1 magnesium. Any form of animal protein contains 5 calcium to 1 magnesium. And then most processed foods are fortified with extra calcium and little or no magnesium. And again, you require magnesium to help your body assimilate the calcium. And the problem is, and the difference between calcium and magnesium is magnesium is depleted every 12 hours from your body. So everything we do in North America, too much caffeine, too much stress, too much alcohol, sugar, processed foods, all these things deplete magnesium, whereas calcium builds up. So you end up with this unhealthy imbalance of 10 calcium to 1 magnesium in your cells when it should be 1 to 1, and that's when you end up with problems associated with tension and irritability. Calcium tenses and excites the muscles and nerves. Magnesium relaxes and calms. So when you get this 10 to 1 imbalance, you end up with all kinds of health issues, sleep problems and hardening and narrowing the arteries and calcification of the joints, which leads to osteoarthritis. Just so many things, inflammation. There's just so many things that induce muscle pain, for example, Charlie horses and restless legs, etc., sleep problems. And so really one of the most significant things that magnesium does is help to balance out the calcium.
So you mentioned earlier that it's a catalyst for our energy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's working in the cells, working with the mitochondria.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So can you explain that a little bit?
Well, there's so many incredible things that enzymes do in the body, and magnesium helps the enzymes to function properly. So without enzymes, there would be no energy, and it activates the ATP bundles that are within each single cell. So 70 trillion cells in your body, and magnesium helps the cell produce energy. So when people are tired and fatigued, and for example, people with chronic fatigue syndrome, which is often associated with fibromyalgia, many times it's because of an imbalance or not enough magnesium in the system. So it plays such a significant role in keeping us energized, getting us going every day, helping us not to be fatigued.
Now, it also helps with the transfer of nutrients, doesn't it?
It certainly does, and it helps with digestion as well. So, for example, if you're taking in a high-nutrient diet, but you're not getting enough magnesium actually makes the cell membrane more permeable, so that it can help to transport, as you were saying, the vitamins and minerals that are so essential for the life of the cell, to help those nutrients to bypass the cell membrane. So your body is going to be able to properly utilize your nutrients. Plus, it helps with the natural calm is significant in the fact that it's an ionic magnesium. So it doesn't require hydrochloric acid in the stomach to break it down into a singular magnesium ion. So right away, you notice a difference. When you take the natural calm ionic magnesium, you can sense a difference almost right away. For example, we've had several people with anxiety attacks who are in a full-blown anxiety attack. They take the natural calm, and they can feel it dialing it down. And that's because cells can only use magnesium when they're in a singular ion. There's every form of magnesium comes in a compound. So magnesium sulfate, okay. Magnesium chloride, magnesium citrate, all of them are compounds, but the cell can only use magnesium when it's a single ion. And so the beauty of natural calm is that the bloodstream, the cells can pick it up quite quickly. It's absorbed very, very, very quickly in the stomach because it doesn't require the hydrochloric acid to break it down.
When it's in that ionic form.
Pardon?
When it's in that ionic form.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct.
I was reading, too, that potassium and calcium are also ionic. That's correct. Can you explain that?
Yes, all minerals are ionic. The problem is your body, when you take them in a supplemental form, for example, they have to be broken down into a singular ion.
So back to your vitamin D and your calcium, the magnesium is also helping there.
That's right. It activates vitamin D and vitamin K, which are also essential for bone formation, for healthy teeth and bones. And
yeah,
K. So magnesium ensures that the calcium is being properly absorbed into the bones rather than calcification in the muscles, which leads to muscle pain, or calcification in the joints, which leads to calcium deposits, and then you end up with problems with frozen shoulder and osteoarthritis, etc.
How much should we be taking every day?
Well, Dr. Dean says that a regular adult, a man or male or female, requires approximately 3 to 4 milligrams per kilogram of body weight, whereas women who are pregnant and nursing require 4 to 5 milligrams. Per kilogram of body weight as per children. So women who are pregnant and nursing and children need more magnesium for their essential growth and health than an adult does.
And something that we have to take every day, I think you'd mentioned a few minutes ago that it only lasts, 12 hours in our system.
That's right. And things that we do are our everyday lifestyle depletes magnesium. So if you're a big sugar and processed food eater, or you drink a lot of coffee or drink a lot of alcohol, and or you're stressed, or you're perspiring, you're working out a lot, all of those things will deplete magnesium more rapidly. So you have to replenish your stores. So we always recommend that magnesium is taken twice a day, in morning and night. In the morning, it actually gives you energy, and at night it activates melatonin, which is your sleep hormone, and it also relaxes and calms the muscles and nerves, so it helps you have a great night's sleep.
Yeah, and sugar is such an issue. Like, how's sugar affecting that?
Well, sugar depletes magnesium, and the problem with sugar is that it's so highly acidic that it actually will cause depletion of minerals from the bone. So
Okay. It
really, inflammation plays such a significant role in our overall health. And when your blood is acidic, when your pH is acidic, that's when diseases can thrive, diseases like cancer and arthritis and fibromyalgia, for example.
So medications and caffeine, I know, can be detrimental to magnesium?
Absolutely, and especially prescription medications with fluoride. So say you're using a lot of fluoride toothpaste, or you're drinking water with fluoride, or you're taking prescription meds that contain fluoride, they all deplete magnesium.
Yeah, there's a lot of controversy over fluoride in the water and so on.
Mm-hmm, there certainly is.
So caffeine, I know alcohol, especially chronic alcoholism, is hard on the calcium in our system.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, it depletes calcium and magnesium.
Yeah. Stress, how's that affect it?
Well, the problem with stress is that when you're stressed out, you end up having an increased output of adrenaline and cortisol.
Yeah.
And adrenaline and cortisol will keep you in a fight-flight kind of maintenance mode that really affects every system in your body, and it extremely depletes magnesium. So magnesium helps to balance out the whole endocrine system, and specifically the adrenal. So many times people end up with adrenal fatigue just because they're in such high stress jobs, or they're in high stress relationships, or whatever.
Yeah.
Life is stressful.
Yeah.
And so making sure you're getting lots of magnesium really helps to, calms you down. Having too much calcium in your system will actually make you stressed and irritable and anxious, because calcium tenses and excites the muscles and nerves. So magnesium helps to reduce the amount of calcium in the cell. It helps to push out that excess calcium, and it also helps to balance the whole endocrine system.
So even the foods we eat, we're not getting enough, because I know people can say, well, I eat 3 squares a day, and I think I'm doing pretty good, but I'm still not getting enough.
Well, the problem is you can eat 3 square meals a day, and if you're not getting the unrefined nuts, grains, and seeds and leafy greens, which is where you find magnesium, you're really not going to get enough. And also, as I was saying earlier, the soils are so depleted that you literally cannot get enough. Dr. Dean, in her book, The Magnesium Miracle, says that everyone has to, she says, if you don't supplement with anything else in your life, to supplement with magnesium, because not only is magnesium depleted and you can't get enough in your food, but magnesium also helps you to absorb all of the other vitamins, minerals, and phytonutrients that you are taking in.
Linda, we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll talk about some of the other things that magnesium can do for us.
Sure, that'd be great.